Track 4, more news. Charity bike ride to raise funds for Samaritans. A charity bike ride will be raising funds for the Samaritans for the fourth year running. Organisers Steve and Debbie Cornish are inviting as many people as possible to get involved in the day in memory of their daughter Danielle. Over the last 3 years, the bike rides have raised thousands of pounds for the charity. This year's ride on Sunday, April the 19th, will include distances of 12, 20 and 50 miles. Steve said, for the fourth year running, we'll be completing a 50-mile cycle ride in memory of my daughter Danielle, who sadly lost her battle to mental health in August 2022. We will also be riding to raise awareness to mental health in general. The Samaritans do a great job. They give their time for free and help people to prevent them from getting to crisis point. Danielle said they were always non-judgmental, and she also took part in running events to raise funds for them herself. Danielle, who worked for the Office of National Statistics, died just after her 29th birthday. The charity cycle will begin at The Haven, Idford, for the 20 and 50 mile rides, leaving at 9 a.m, while the 12 mile route will be leaving Beancoo at Newton Abbott at 10 a.m. Riders are advised to arrive early. Steve's wife Debbie and younger daughter Tady will be organising a tea, coffee and cake sale from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Idford Village Hall, including a tombola and a raffle. The organisers are still looking for donations, and any local businesses open to donating vouchers for the raffle can contact Tady on this number, 077-349-43677. There is no entry fee for the ride, but anyone taking part is encouraged to share the group's fundraising page with family and friends, or to leave words of encouragement or sponsorship.
GP creates new app to tackle loneliness. A GP in Newton Abbott has created a new app to combat loneliness. Dr. Maurice Kemple, who is based at Cricket Field Surgery, has built the Your Patch app as a way of combating social isolation as well as improving mental health and physical well-being. The app creates a search area of 1 kilometre radius from the user's location in which they can search for and post activities and announcements. Despite no relevant tech experience, the GP decided to act having seen the devastating effects of loneliness, particularly amongst young adults and new mums. The impacts of social isolation are multifarious, he said. Increasing your community engagement has multiple benefits on your physical and mental health. The not-for-profit app was developed during Dr. Kemple's year-long health inequalities project, funded by the Devon Training Hub. After door-to-door research and feedback, he has taken the Your Patch to the prototype stage, accessed via a QR code or shared directly from the app. Now he wants to take it further, ideally through a sponsorship to create a downloadable app. I'd welcome the opportunity to talk with anyone who sees the benefit of this digital notice board, he said. Ultimately, I would like this to be a tool for practitioners to encourage community engagement among their patients. However, it can also be used independently of this for anyone who's interested in what's going on in their immediate neighbourhood. Dr. Kemple can be emailed via m.kemple@nhs.net.
Drivers face delays as gasworks start. Motorists in Dawlish are dealing with more upheaval with the closure of the main road into the town. Wales and West Utilities have started work laying several kilometres of new upgraded gas pipes, but the work means the closure of the A379 Exeter Road. The official diversion route has also sparked anger among residents, as this involves going along the A380 and through Tynmouth, adding miles onto what would normally be short journeys. As one resident pointed out, the official diversion route is absolutely nuts. What would normally be a 6-minute trip to her daughter's nursery will now be a 35-minute or longer journey. One taxi firm has announced it will not be operating at all for the week of the road closure. Another resident reported it was chaos, with an HGV just moving cones to get through. The A379 will be closed until April the 24th, with no access onto Exeter Road from Elmgrove Road until April the 19th. Then there will be multi-way traffic lights on Exeter Road from April the 24th to June the 8th. Devon Highway said, please follow the signed diversion and expect longer journey times.
Volunteers getting Dawlish sparkling. A big clean-up to make Dawlish sparkle has begun. Made up of a group of volunteers, the Dawlish Sparkles crew is intent on getting the town looking its best after more than a year of upheaval and disruption, while South West Water carried out the major improvement scheme. The volunteer band is made up of members of Dawlish Chamber of Trade and Commerce, business and town councillors, who have a list of jobs with the aim of now improving what is above the ground. A chamber spokesman said, a new group of volunteers is coming together to take pride in our town. From restoring the bandstand to freshening up benches along the brook, this is all about keeping Dawlish looking its best for residents and visitors alike. So far, work has involved various small jobs around the lawn and cleaning the directional signage. Two steps leading from the Strand down to the lawn have been weeded and washed down. Professional painter and decorator Dave Luscombe has been giving the bandstand, which was in need of some attention, a spruce-up held by Sean Nix from the Shoe Centre. Historian David Force has also been involved, deadheading the hydrangeas around Jubilee Bridge. Volunteers have also been out weeding and litter picking around the lawn area. The Chamber said, we are delighted that so many people from our community have expressed an interest in joining the Dawlish Sparkles team. We'll be putting a list of tasks together shortly and will then appeal for volunteers to come and join us. Town Councillor Linda Petherick said, we are so lucky to have people who want to volunteer and make our town look its best.
Forest Park celebrates 20th anniversary. Haldon Forest is celebrating 20 years of welcoming visitors to the countryside. The Forestry England Park opened on April 15, 2006, thanks to an Active England funding aimed at increasing community participation in sport and physical activity. Since then, Haldon Park has continued to provide an ever-increasing array of ways to get involved in the outdoors and remove people's barriers getting back to nature. The very first public trails were created at Haldon Forest during the 1960s. Trails came and went over the intervening years, with around 5,000 people visiting the forest each year. Haldon Forest Park officials opened in 2006 with a purpose-built walking and cycling trails, car park, toilets and catering. The forest now welcomes around 500,000 visitors each year who come to enjoy peace, nature, adrenaline-fueled adventures and everything in between. Throughout its history, providing access to the outdoors has been a priority. Investment in wide and well-surfaced trails, a mobility hire service, frequent seating and subsidised fitness courses have all helped people to discover the countryside in the way that meets their needs.